Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and music lover, James Lamkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Play this game however you want. You can do that just by yourself, or you can get competitive with some friends. Our 3 rounds today will be Disney Hits, Big or Little, and 90s Chorus Challenge. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores. Also, feel free to pause throughout the game if you need to give yourself just a little bit more time to think. As per usual, we go through all the answers right at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we are talking about the magic of Disney. All these questions will relate to songs and stars of Disney films and TV shows. There is 1 point available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 1. You're Welcome and How Far I'll Go are hit songs taken from which 2016 animated film? Question 2. This Is Me is a hit single from the Disney TV film Camp Rock, sung by Demi Lovato and which Jonas brother? Question 3. As of September 2024, which song from the Little Mermaid soundtrack is the most popular, according to Spotify streams of the original recordings? Question 4. Gotta Go Our Own Way and Bet On It are both songs featured in which Disney straight-to-TV musical film? Question 5. The fictional boy band 4Town featured in which 2022 Disney Pixar film? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Big or Little. There are 5 clues coming your way, and each song either has the word big or the word little somewhere in their title. There is 1 point available for each song title that you can correctly guess. Here are the clues. Question 6. The JXL remix of this song sent Elvis Presley back to the top of the charts in 2002 and helped promote the FIFA World Cup. Question 7. This 2006 hit by teen star JoJo expresses that someone may have waited too long to behave the way she needed. Question 8. On this 1970 hit, Joni Mitchell lamented the effect mankind were having on the natural environment. Question 9. This track by Matterfix, which describes living in a metropolis, was a 2005 hit and got a second life in 2022 when remixed by producer Lude. Question 10. A breakthrough hit for Mumford and Sons was this animalistic 2009 single? That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is 90s chorus challenge. You are going to hear the chorus lyrics of some of the biggest hits of the 1990s. The catch is, it is being read aloud in a different voice than normal. There is 1 point for each song you can correctly identify, and another point if you know the artist who sang it. Let's take a listen to some of those lyrics. Question 11.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You are never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You are never gonna keep me down.
Question 12.
And so Sally can wait. She knows it's too late as we are walking on by. Her soul slides away.
Question 13.
My loneliness is killing me. And I must confess, I still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign.
Question 14.
Put me up, put me down. Put my feet back on the ground. Put me up. Take my heart and make me happy.
Question 15.
Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're going to have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast.
That's all our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after this break to reveal all of the answers. And we are back. Let's get straight into those answers, commencing with Disney hits. Question 1. Moana produced the hits You're Welcome and How Far I'll Go. Question 2. Joe Jonas. The track made the US top 10 back in 2008. Question 3. Under the Sea is the most popular song from The Little Mermaid currently, with over 300 million streams. Question 4. High School Musical 2. Question 5. Turning Red. The songs 4/4 Town were written by Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas. Continuing on to round 2, Big or Little. You received clues about songs, all of which had either the word big or the word little in their title. And these are the correct ones. Question 6. A Little Less Conversation by Elvis. The track went to number one in many countries and massively outperformed the 1968 original. Question 7. Too Little, Too Late by JoJo. Whilst a big hit for JoJo in 2006, the song was originally planned to go to the Pussycat Dolls. Question 8. Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell. Mitchell wrote the track after a visit to Hawaii and seeing the landscape that had been paved over. Question 9. Big City Life by Matterfix. And question 10. Little Lion Man by Mumford and Sons. For our final round today, you were trying to pick the 90s hits from just the chorus lyrics. Now remember, you can nab 1 point for a correct title and another point for a correct artist. Question 11, that was Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. Question 12, Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis. Question 13, Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. Question 14, Coco Jumbo by Mr. President. And our final one, question 15, Waterfalls by TLC. How did you score today? Remember that the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow our show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can jump on and let us know how you scored for this episode. You can also support our show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode, as per usual, was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me, and we hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.